Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne lives in Miami, and her preaching is entitled, Jesus the Door.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the door, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The doorkeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the door for the sheep. All those who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and will go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Because my husband fancies himself an armchair survivalist, ready and able to give coaching from the couch to people in almost every pickle imaginable, and because I have yet to learn how to work the remote on our smart TV, during this pandemic, I have spent an inordinate number of hours watching episodes of the reality show Naked and Afraid. And in case you're unfamiliar with this TV novelty, each episode includes two people, a man and a woman, who are dropped off into some desolate patch of wilderness and have to survive on their own for 21 days. As the title of the show suggests, they're naked. They are only allowed one tool of choice to bring with them. And generally, by the first nightfall, they are afraid. Watching multiple episodes over the last couple weeks has led me into a deeper reflection on the seven I am statements of Jesus, as watching shows is prone to do, of course. It has struck me that these seven statements from the Gospel of John identify Jesus with all the most essential things we need to survive, the kernels of existence: water, light, bread, a way forward. When you're out in the middle of nowhere, these are without doubt the most important things in the world. But I am a door, as we hear in today's gospel. That one has always felt like the odd one out. Shelter, maybe, but a door? That was until last Sunday's episode of Naked and Afraid, when I watched modern-day Adam and Eve out there on the savannas of East Africa in the pitch darkness, huddled under a hastily constructed lean-to, snoring away, unaware that a full-grown lion was wandering around about 15 feet from them. They had no idea until they woke up the next morning and found the huge fresh paw prints. I came away with a new understanding as to why doors are often no less important for survival than food or than drink, and a new way of thinking about the role Jesus plays in my life. A closed door protects from lurking danger. It allows rest while remaining safe, which really is the only way we can get rest, isn't it? Because trust me, the naked and afraid couple didn't sleep at all on night number two. A door holds the wider world at bay for a time. We might think of the story of the disciples we heard about just 2 weeks ago, huddled together behind a locked door to avoid persecution. Closed doors save lives, and Jesus is like a closed door. But of course, that is not all doors do. By definition, they also open. A room without a door is a death trap. A door is the entryway to adventure, to green pasture where we will find those other essentials of food and drink and light. Doors beckon us beyond where we are right now toward more abundant life. They are the picture frames of an ever-changing, beautiful world. And Jesus is like an open door. That's exactly what he says in today's gospel. Whoever enters through me will be saved, but also those who've entered will go out into the pastures, in and out, in and out. A door without hinges would be, I don't know, just an oversized paperweight. Jesus is the one who both closes us in and who draws us out. It strikes me that all of us probably feel a bit trapped in a naked and afraid episode of late. Modern day Adams and Eves far outside the Garden of Eden. As a species, we find ourselves in a very unfamiliar place, perhaps without all the tools we need to survive. We realize that we are pretty darn vulnerable right now, and we are afraid. And the image of the door has become a point of contention for us. Some of us really feel the door needs to remain shut for the sake of safety, to save lives. And some of us really feel it's time to open the door for the sake of having food and drink and pursuing more abundant life. These are incredibly tough choices before us, with very significant consequences. And perhaps the only point of agreement right now is that we are in need of knowledge and wisdom beyond what we have in our midst. So perhaps this fourth week of Easter, more than ever, we turn to Jesus the door right now. In the litany of names that we call upon him by, this is probably one that we use the least. Living water, bread from heaven, yes. Shepherd, way, truth, life, all yes. But you've probably never called upon Jesus the door before. I know I never have. But this week, let's do just that. From all the corners of the globe, let us beg for the knowledge and wisdom we need to figure out which direction to move in the pitch darkness of this pandemic as we await the dawn.